The News of Midday, November 22, 1963, beginning at roughly 12:35 p.m. Central Standard Time, in roughly the pattern it was heard on that day, from KLIF and KBOX Radio in Dallas, WBAP-TV in Fort Worth, CBS, NBC, ABC, Mutual Radio, and the British television network ITV, all on this broadcast of Echoes of a Century. I'm King David McKenzie.
See the Wheeler dealers.
Oh. Bless you, sir.
That's all right, buddy. We all feel the same. Anybody that has the courage to marry somebody named Eunice can't be all bad. See the Wheeler dealer, won't you? Now showing at two Trans-Texas theaters, the Capri, downtown Dallas, and the Hollywood, downtown Fort Worth. Don't forget, President Kennedy's speech today has been billed as a major address. KLIF News, of course, will be bringing you excerpts of that speech throughout the afternoon, okay? My Eddie Fine, away we go on the Rex Jones Show.
KLIF bulletin from Dallas. Three shots reportedly were fired at the motorcade of President Kennedy today near the downtown section. KLIF News is checking out the report. We will have further reports. Stay tuned.
Home. 17 and a half ticks away from the hour of 1 o'clock right now on the Rex Jones Go. This is Tommy Rowe. He includes just about everybody.
Everybody, everybody, everybody had a broken heart.
Here is a further report after we have just received word that shots had been fired at the Kennedy motorcade. We just talked with the police department. Here was that conversation.
Several persons arrived at Parkland and no information is being given at this time.
But you did have reports of shots being fired.
We had reports, yes, sir.
KLIF News en route to Parkland Hospital to confirm the reports that someone had been wounded in the firing of shots in the Kennedy motorcade in downtown Dallas. Stay tuned to Cliff News.
In downtown Dallas, President Kennedy was shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She cried, "Oh, no." The motorcade sped on. A photographer said he saw blood on the president's head. It was believed two shots were fired. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
What you doing, Nancy? Cleaning up in here already?
Well, yes, that's right.
Ain't it a little early for that? Ain't Anna coming tomorrow?
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting. More details just arrived. President Kennedy shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She called, "Oh, no." The motorcade sped on. United Press says that the wounds for President Kennedy perhaps could be fatal. Repeating, President Kennedy has been shot by a would-be assassin in Dallas, Texas. Stay tuned to CBS News for further details.
It takes more than an instant to make a real cup of coffee. That's why Nescafe has come up with a...
Further details on an assassination attempt against President Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. President Kennedy was shot as he drove from Dallas Airport to downtown Dallas. Governor Connally of Texas in the car with him was also shot. It is reported that three bullets rang out. The president, cradled in the arms of his wife, Mrs. Kennedy, was carried to an ambulance and the car rushed to Parkland Hospital outside Dallas. The president was taken to an emergency room in the hospital. We will keep you advised as more details come in. Stay tuned to CBS News for further details.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio. Here is a special bulletin from Dallas, Texas. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas. This is ABC Radio.
This is an NBC News bulletin. Shots were fired near President Kennedy in Dallas. Here is a report from Robert McNeil, NBC News, with the presidential party in Dallas.
Several shots were fired as President Kennedy's motorcade passed through downtown Dallas. Crowds screamed and lay down on the grass as the motorcade went by. Police broke away and began chasing an unknown gunman across some railroad tracks. It was not known if the shots were aimed at the president. Repeat, it is not known if the shots were aimed at the president. This is Robert McNeil, NBC News, in Dallas, Texas.
And here is a flash from the Associated Press in Dallas. The Associated Press reports that the president was seriously wounded. This is not confirmed. This is a flash. Repeat, this is a flash from the Associated Press in Dallas. They report that the president was seriously wounded by an assassin's bullets.
Working around Florida, but I think that Arthur has, I know he's gotten more distance out of his remarks than in the rest of them.
Oh, yes.
And probably,
Here is a news alert bulletin from the KNX Radio News Bureau. President Kennedy was shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She cried, "Oh, no." The motorcade kept going. Mrs. Kennedy was in the car with the president. Repeating, President Kennedy was shot today, just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas, Texas. Further details as they are available in the KNX News Bureau.
Yeah, he's got the hotel now. The other day, the Minute Maid people gave me a beautiful watch, and thank heaven they autographed it to me and inscribed the back case, or he'd have that. But he has this hotel now. He...
We interrupt this program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
This is Alan Jackson reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York with a bulletin on an incident which just occurred in Dallas, Texas, where President Kennedy is visiting. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were both hit by a would-be assassin's bullets as they toured downtown Dallas in an open automobile a short while ago. That is the latest word that had just come in from Dallas on United Press International. The Associated Press, in its first report, says that President Kennedy was shot just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy, who was riding with him, jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy and cried, "Oh, no." The motorcade sped on. Riding in the same car with the president for this particular motorcade was Governor and Mrs. John B. Connally, the governor of the state of Texas. According to the last report, both the president and the governor were hit by the bullets. And now one more ad has come in. The president, his limp body cradled in the arm of his wife, was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor was also taken to Parkland. Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, escorted the president into the hospital, and we are awaiting further word on his condition. We will repeat these details as they have come into us here in our New York news headquarters. A would-be assassin fired at the presidential automobile in Dallas a short while ago, hitting both President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally. President Kennedy was cradled in his wife's arms as the car sped off to Parkland Hospital in Dallas. Both the president and Governor Connally have been taken into the hospital for emergency treatment. An Associated Press photographer, James Alkin, said he saw blood on the president's head. He said he heard two shots but thought someone was shooting fireworks until he saw the blood on the president. The photographer, Alkin, said that he saw no one with a gun at the time. These are the details we have so far on this situation. We are awaiting further information that might come in by telephone or via the Press Association wires to our news headquarters here in New York.
The president, as you know, was on a three-day tour of the state of Texas. He flew down yesterday and was preparing to make an appearance and a speech today in Dallas before flying on to the state capital of Austin for an appearance this evening. We will repeat the information we have of now. Both President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally have been wounded by an assassin's bullet. We do not know the condition of either man. Both have been taken to Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. This is the latest we have at our CBS News headquarters in New York. We now resume our regularly scheduled program.
Hey, be sure that you stock up for this weekend with Texas Brewed Premium Hams Beer at popular Texas prices.
And now we take you to Joe Long in KLIF Mobile News Unit Number 4 in downtown Dallas.
The latest information, and things are rather confused at this moment, shots definitely were fired at the presidential motorcade as it passed through downtown Dallas. All squads are converging code 3 in the area of Elm and Houston in downtown. There is a tentative description of the shooting suspect, a man, a white male, believed to be approximately 30 years old, reportedly armed with a .30 caliber rifle. How many shots were fired? How many persons, if any, were struck and wounded? We do not know yet. Very close-mouthed officials now clamping down on the entire story. We'll bring you what details are available just as quickly as they come into our possession. Joe Long, this mobile news unit number 4, 1190 and out.
Sandra B. has her troubles. Listen.
This is Walter Cronkite in our newsroom in... There has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy. He was wounded in an automobile driving from Dallas Airport into downtown Dallas, along with Governor Connally of Texas. They've been taken to Parkland Hospital there, where their condition is as yet unknown.
Dick is at Parkland Hospital, and here everybody's talking about a tragedy that should never have happened. We've received first unconfirmed reports as to conditions of President Kennedy and Governor John Connally. And just now, we've received reports here at Parkland that Governor Connally was shot in the upper left chest, and the first unconfirmed reports say the president was hit in the head. That's an unconfirmed report that the president was hit in the head. The president's wife, Jackie Kennedy, was not hurt. She walked into the hospital at her husband's stretcher side. And a Dallas newsman, Mal Couch, said he was riding shortly behind the president in the parade. He said after the shots were fired, he happened to look up at about the fifth or sixth floor of the Texas Book Depository. He said he saw the rifle being pulled back in.
Alkin said that he saw no one with a gun. Reporter Jack Bell, AP reporter Jack Bell, asked Kenneth O'Donnell, the presidential assistant, if Kennedy was dead, and O'Donnell gave no answer. Kennedy was reported taken to Parkland Hospital near the Dallas Trademark. Let's switch now to the CBS network for more details.
We interrupt this program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
This is Alan Jackson reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York with more details on the incident which just occurred in Dallas a short while ago, where President Kennedy has been wounded by a would-be assassin. He and Texas Governor Connally were shot from ambush as their motorcade drove through Dallas shortly after the president arrived in the city on the second day of his tour. So far, there is no indication of how seriously either man was injured. Both were lying flat in their car as the automobile sped off to a hospital. Both men have been taken to the Park Lane Hospital in Dallas for treatment. The incident occurred just east of the Triple Underpass facing a park in downtown Dallas. Reporters in the motorcade with the presidential party were about five car lengths behind the chief executive's car at the time.
I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. Yeah, for me there'll be no turning back.
McDaniels with a KLIF classic, and ladies and gentlemen, stand by at 1190 on your dial for further developments in the reported shooting during the motorcade of President Kennedy on his visit to Dallas, Texas.
Are you hoping that someday you'll find something that's really good for pimples and bad complexion?
Search no more. Baker's Beauty Lotion is what you need.
We are going to switch to station WBAP-TV, Fort Worth, Dallas, and to newsman Charles Murphy.
Well, that's right.
Just moments ago, authorities in Dallas took a young man into custody. Which was really never held. Is now.
As you can appreciate, communication facilities, as you just saw, went in and out. This is a time of what would probably best be described as controlled panic. The arrangements for that switch to Fort Worth were made entirely hastily under conditions of extreme pressure, and that is why the picture came and the audio didn't, and then when the picture dropped, the audio came in. Now, we are going to attempt once more to return to station WBAP-TV, Fort Worth, Dallas, and newsman Charles Murphy.
There is no definite word yet that the person who fired the shots at President Kennedy and Governor Connally in Dallas has been apprehended. We have just received this report, though. Moments ago, authorities took a young man into custody. They took him to the county sheriff's office near the Triple Overpass, near where the shooting occurred. The man was neatly dressed. He's in his early 20s. He is protesting vehemently his innocence, and he says that he has witnesses to prove that he is innocent. Two Roman Catholic priests have been summoned to the emergency room where the president is. A White House spokesman said someone had asked for the priest, but did not say whom. Blood transfusions have been administered to President Kennedy. Governor Connally has been moved to the general operating room. Repeating, just moments ago, authorities have taken a young man into custody in Dallas, but there is no definite word that this is the person who might have fired the shots at President Kennedy and Governor Connally. Charles Murphy reporting from WBAP-TV, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Down to KBOX Mobile News Unit number 4 here at the Texas School Book Depository, where the area being completely roped off by Dallas police, the K-9 units here at the scene. I don't know what for, but a fire truck is standing by. Most of the officers, literally hundreds of them, armed with sawed-off shotguns, pump shotguns, automatic shotguns, and submachine guns.
A sniper shot President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas in downtown Dallas today. U.S. Representative Albert Thomas of Texas said both were still alive in a hospital emergency room. And Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Connally were seriously wounded, but were alive. When the president was taken into the emergency room, was sent out immediately for some of the top surgical specialists in Dallas. A call also was sent for a Roman Catholic priest. Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Connally were seriously wounded, but were alive. We repeat that. Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth says both Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were seriously wounded, but were alive.
Secret Service departure from the scene of the shooting, that members of the Kennedy staff were from 15 minutes to a half hour behind in reaching the hospital. It was
Yes, that's right. 10 minutes before 1 Eastern Standard Time, that would be just about 4 minutes ago, Acting White House Secretary Malcolm Kilduff was asked there at the Parkland Hospital whether President Kennedy was indeed dead, the victim of an assassin's bullet. Kilduff replied, "I have no word now." The president and senator and there along the streets in Dallas up to remove the president and the governor from their car. There'll be details on our mutual newscasts. We interrupt all and every program to bring you later details.
This is the Mutual Radio Network.
Spattered all over the limousine, which had been flown in specially to carry the president in a welcoming parade. The driver of the car that was carrying the president was Secret Service man Bill Greer. We understand that a second priest has been escorted into the emergency room at Parkland Hospital where the president is.
just a few moments ago. At the height of the emergency room drama, a weeping Negro woman bearing a small bloody child rushed into the hospital where a nurse and intern went quickly to her side. We'd like to repeat that Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth has said both Kennedy and Connolly are seriously, that is, critically wounded, but are still alive. Mrs. Kennedy apparently is safe. Mrs. Connolly also is safe at the moment, it has appeared. Both women were stunned. Kennedy, according to a member of his staff, was still alive at 12:55 p.m. Central Standard Time. 12:55 p.m. Central Standard Time, a report came that President Kennedy is still alive, according to a member of his staff.
President Kennedy's mother and father in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, were just advised that he was shot. A workman at the Kennedy family compound heard the news on the radio and rushed into the house to tell Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy. Mrs. Kennedy is 72. Her husband, Joseph, who suffered a stroke in December 1960, is 75. The elder Kennedy was napping when informed of the shooting. His niece, Ann Gargan, 32, who is about to leave for Detroit, canceled her trip.
Some of the Secret Service agents with the president when the assassination attempt occurred thought the gunfire was from an automatic weapon fired to the right rear of the chief executive's car, probably from the grassy knoll to which motorcycle policemen directed their attention as they raced up the slope. UPI White House reporter Merriman Smith was in a radio telephone pool car just about eight car lengths behind the president's car. He and three other colleagues, along with Kilduff, raced to the hospital behind the president's car and arrived at the emergency entrance before litters were brought up to remove the president and the governor from their car. When the president was taken into the emergency room, a call was sent out immediately for some of the top surgical specialists in Dallas, and a call at that time was also sent, as we mentioned before, for a Roman Catholic priest. We understand that a second priest has already entered the emergency room. We'd like to repeat that Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Connolly were seriously wounded but alive, and also at 12:55 Standard Time, that's Eastern Standard Time, there came a report, Central Standard Time, rather, there came a report from a member of the Kennedy staff saying that the president, though critically and seriously injured, was still alive.
Also, Representative Albert Thomas has said he was informed President Kennedy and Governor John Connolly of Texas were both still alive after having been shot in an assassination attempt. Thomas was standing outside the corridor of the emergency room in which both Kennedy and Connolly were under treatment. He said he had been told that the president was still alive, but was in very critical condition. President Kennedy and Governor John B. Connolly of Texas had been cut down by an assassin's bullet as they toured downtown Dallas in an open automobile. The president, his limp body cradled in the arms of his wife, was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor also was taken to Parkland. Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, said he's dead. As the president was lifted from the rear of the White House touring car, the famous bubble top from Washington, he was rushed to an emergency room in the hospital. Other White House officials were in doubt as the corridors of the hospital erupted in pandemonium. The incident occurred just east of the Triple Underpass, facing a park in downtown Dallas.
There's an important sidelight on the assassination attempt of President Kennedy. News of the assassination attempt against President Kennedy drove the stock market into a quick decline today. The market shaken during the week by the suspension of two respected brokerage houses, one of which was reinstated to dealings today, was beginning a recovery from a steep decline when word of the shots fired at the president in Dallas hit the street.
An important bulletin. President Kennedy was given blood transfusions just a few moments ago at Parkland Hospital in an effort to save his life, after he and Governor John Connally of Texas were shot down in an assassination attempt. Reporters about five car lengths behind the chief executive heard what sounded like three bursts of gunfire. Secret Service agents in a follow-up car quickly unlimbered their automatic rifles. They drew their pistols, but the damage was done. The president was slumped over in the back seat of the car, face down. Connally lay on the floor in the rear seat. It is impossible to tell at once where Kennedy was hit, but bullet wounds in Connally's chest were plainly visible. Other reports say that the president was hit in the head, since blood was seen streaming down his face. There were three loud bursts of gunfire
just in. The word of the assassination attempt against President Kennedy. Please keep your dials tuned right where they are for further information on the assassination attempt against President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas. If you keep your dials right where they are, you'll get all the information, the latest information, right at this spot. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
We have a bit of information that Texas now says that the president is dead. That is only an unconfirmed report. This latest bulletin just off the Associated Press in Dallas says the president was given the last holy rites of the Roman Catholic Church today after the assassin shot him down. A Catholic priest who performed the last rites said he did not believe that the president was dead. After the shooting took place, sheriff's officers did grab a young man, took him into custody at the scene. They are now questioning him. And I would also like to add this information. The New York Stock Exchanges, the New York Stock Exchange and the American Exchange closed early today, a few minutes after 2 o'clock, because of the shooting of President Kennedy. Two Roman Catholic priests were called to the emergency room. A White House aide said the priests had been asked for. Asked what that meant, the aide said, "I don't know anything except that the priests were called for." Dallas police took up posts in the corridors leading to the emergency room at the Parkland Hospital. Secret Service agents turned back all reporters, keeping them at least 40 feet from the door. But ABC's Bob Clark is there trying to get information. We'll have additional reports in just a few moments. And several Texas congressmen who are at the hospital. The best word we have from them is that while the Texas governor and President Kennedy are seriously injured, both are still alive. An assistant to Governor Connally, Bill Stinson, says he talked to the governor in the hospital operating room. He said that the governor was shot just below the shoulder blade in the back. Stinson said he asked Connally how it happened, and the governor said, "I don't know, I guess from the back." And the Texas governor added, "They got the president, too." From Hyannisport, Massachusetts, ABC correspondent Larry Newman says that the president's mother, Mrs. Rose Kennedy, was given the news that the president had been shot and that his condition is serious. State and local police have sealed off the area at Hyannisport where the Kennedys live. No one permitted to get near that area.
Here is a flash from Dallas. Two priests who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds suffered in the assassination attempt today. I will repeat with the greatest regret this flash. Two priests who were with President Kennedy say he has died of bullet wounds.
The shots apparently came from the fifth floor of the Texas Bookstore Depository Building, possibly from an automatic type weapon. Police were looking for a young white man dressed in a white shirt with Levi's, carrying a lever-action type rifle. One witness told reporters that he had seen the rifle disappearing from that window after the shots were fired. Senator Ralph Yarbrough told a KBOX reporter that he was riding three cars behind the president's car when he heard three distinct rifle shots. The motorcade then increased in speed, running to Parkland Hospital.
Just a moment. We have a bulletin coming in. We now switch you directly to Parkland Hospital and KBOX News Director Bill Hampton.
The president of the United States is dead. I have just talked to Father Oscar Hubert of the Holy Trinity Catholic Church. He and another priest tell me that the pair of men have just administered the last rites of the
room, tears streaming down their face. There's only one word to describe the picture here, and that's grief, and much of it. It's official. As of just a few moments ago, the President of the United States is dead.
He'd be called into the hospital so that all medical treatment would be available to the President. Chet?
In just this momentary lull, I would assume that the memory of every person listening at this moment has flashed back to that day in April 1945 when Franklin Delano Roosevelt...
Excuse me, Chet. Here is a flash from the Associated Press, Dateline Dallas. Two priests who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. There is no further confirmation, but this is what we have on a flash basis from the Associated Press. Two priests in Dallas who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. There is no further confirmation. This is the only word we have indicating that the president may, in fact, have lost his life. It has just moved on the Associated Press wires from Dallas. The two priests were called to the hospital to administer the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church, and it is from them we get the word that the president has died, that the bullet wounds inflicted on him as he rode in a motorcade through downtown Dallas have been fatal. We would remind you there is no official confirmation of this from any source as yet.
Bill, just moments before you brought the flash, I had word from the hospital that the vice president, Lyndon Johnson, and his wife had just left the hospital, then rushed away into a motorcade and departed.
This, Frank, might be confirmation of the flash.
We must stand by for confirmation, as Bill has emphasized. This is rather sketchy information. We will stand by. We should have...
Now, there apparently is word that this AP flash, this report from the two priests, that the president has died of bullet wounds, is confirmed. We will attempt now to get to station WBAP-TV in Fort Worth, Dallas, for confirmation. We go to newsman Tom Murphy.
Substantiating this, but not confirming it, is a report about 5 minutes ago by the Dallas Police Department to all of its officers that the president had died. Some 3 to 5 minutes later, the AP flashed that two priests at the hospital say the president is dead. Charles Murphy, returning now to NBC in New York.
Word from two sources. Again, it is not...
Bill, excuse
right.
me. We have NBC's Bob McNeil on the line now with a report. Please go ahead, Bob. White House Press Secretary Malcolm Kilduff has just announced that President Kennedy died at approximately 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, which is about 35 minutes ago.
After being shot by an unknown assailant. During a motorcade drive through downtown Dallas. The president died. Approximately 25 minutes. After the attack took place. He had been rushed bleeding and unconscious. To the Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas. And was given blood transfusions. About 15 minutes ago, reports NBC's Bob McNeil from Dallas, to whom I'm talking now. A priest emerged. After having given the president.
The last rite.
The Secret Service agents normally walk directly beside the car on either side. We do not see any in this photograph. But usually, two or three Secret Service agents will walk on either side of the car, so that they are there to spot anyone who looks like a troublemaker. Government sources now confirm. We have this from Washington. Government sources now confirm that President Kennedy is dead. So that apparently is the final word, and an incredible event that I am sure no one except the assassin himself could have possibly imagined would occur on this day. The president and Mrs. Kennedy had gone to Texas in a speaking tour, which was to be, in effect, more or less the beginning of the president's 1964 campaign. It was a trip in which it had been hoped he would bring the various businesses dissident forces in the Democratic Party in Texas together and heal up some of the political wounds that had existed there. Instead, it ended in tragedy with the president's death. We have no word as to the condition of Governor Connally, although of Texas, who was also shot, although evidently he was not as seriously wounded, and apparently is still alive. The president was shot in the head. Ed Silverman, do you have further word?
There is a report from Dallas. One of the TV newsmen covering the motorcade says that he looked up just after the shot was fired and saw a rifle being withdrawn from the fifth or sixth floor window of a nearby building. So apparently it was caused by rifle fire. Here's another report, Ron, that just came in.
This one says Senator Ralph Yarborough of Texas, a Democrat, talking only a few minutes before... We are now going to bring you an audio report, that is a voice report, from reporter Bill Lord in Dallas. Come in, Bill Lord.
Hello, Bill Lord, are you there? Come in, please, Bill Lord. Bill was at the other end of this phone a moment ago. He has been at the sheriff's office. Apparently, he had to leave the phone for some urgent announcement. We had hoped to bring him to you now, but apparently Bill Lord has left us. We will bring him to you as soon as he comes back to the phone. Now back to you, Ron.
Thank you, Ed. Senator Ralph Yarborough of Texas, talking only a few minutes before to newsmen, collapsed in sobs as he told of witnessing the slaying of the president. Senator Yarborough said he was in the third car behind the president. He said, "It seemed to me that at least two of the shots came from our right rear. I cannot say about the third."
At the airport in Dallas, and throughout the streets of Dallas, the Dallas police had been augmented by some 400 policemen called in on their day off because there were some fears and concerns in Dallas that there might be demonstrations, at least, that could embarrass the president. Because it was only on October the 24th that our ambassador to the United Nations, Adlai Stevenson, was assaulted in Dallas, leaving a dinner meeting there. From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
Being an unconfirmed report from the Department of State here in Washington that the President of the United States is dead. This is unconfirmed. We'll repeat it. It's an unconfirmed report from the Department of State just moments ago. They say they've learned that the President of the United States is dead. However, reports from Dallas indicate he's undergone a blood transfusion.
All business at the State Department has stopped. They're gathered around radios, and Mr. Ball, the Undersecretary of State, and Mr. Harriman are consulting and doing it.
Because the President didn't want to involve New Yorkers in a traffic jam. He'd be coming in at just about the 5 o'clock hour. At that time, there was considerable speculation all over the country. Was it wise that the President shouldn't have tight security guard? This is Victor Freitas, Mutual News in New York. We take you now to the Mutual Newsroom in Washington. Here we are at Mutual News Washington. The bulletin that Victor Freitas read just moments ago from Dallas. Two priests stepped out of Parkland Hospital's emergency ward a few minutes ago, told reporters there that President Kennedy is dead. Of bullet wounds received earlier during the assassination attempt there in Dallas as the President and Governor Connally were on their way to the mart where the President had been scheduled to speak. As for the condition of Governor Connally, we have no new reports other than that he was taken to the emergency room. Here it is,
Flash, Washington, government sources here in the capital say President Kennedy is dead. We repeat, government sources here in Washington, presumably the bulletin heard earlier from the State Department, these government sources say President Kennedy is dead. The president, apparently the victim of a sniper's bullet there in Dallas, Texas, as he and Governor Connally were riding in the famous double-top limousine that all of us know so well. They were riding down the avenue toward the mart where the president was to have delivered a speech today. Repeating the bulletin, government sources say that President Kennedy is dead, the victim of an assassin's bullet.
Senator Curtis, for example, rushed in. Actually, his face was flushed. He was chomping on a cigar. And, of course, we weren't able to tell them any more than you, the audience, have already heard. CBS newsman David Schumacher was in the gallery at the time that Senator Kennedy was told of the difficulty in Dallas. Were there any other impressions you got? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
can you leave?
We had to send him away. We're trying to have Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead. John F. Kennedy has died of the wounds received in an assassination in Dallas less than an hour ago. We repeat, it has just been announced that President Kennedy is dead. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, is dead at the age of 46, shot by an assassin as he drove through the streets of Dallas, Texas, less than an hour ago. Repeating this, the President is dead, killed in Dallas, Texas, by a gunshot wound. Our announcement that the President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is dead in Dallas, Texas, of an assassin's bullet. He was shot, and Governor Tom Connally of the state of Texas was shot as they rode in a motorcade through the streets of Dallas less than an hour ago. Governor Connally is in serious condition. President John Kennedy is dead. The 35th President of the United States, he was 46 years old. According to the Constitution, Vice President Lyndon Johnson will now succeed Mr. Kennedy in office. Mr. Johnson will become the 36th President of the United States, very probably within a few hours upon taking the oath of office.
Well, as a matter of fact, Alan, Lyndon Johnson is now the president, whether he takes the oath or not. He is the president.
Here is a flash from Associated Press. Two priests who were with Mr. Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. There are conflicting reports. At one moment it is one way, at another moment it is another way. Until we can get official word, we will stay on the air. Here is the story from Washington. Government sources say today that President Kennedy is dead. The government source has not been fully identified, but let us go now to Washington, ABC. Washington, come in.
Pete, it was one of the most shocking and moving events in the 45 years I have been here, since I was 9 years old when I began as a page. I immediately recalled that I had only moments before noticed the president's brother, Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, presiding over the Senate. I turned and saw he was still occupying the chair, so I rushed up. This was an awful job to have to do. I knew someone would have to break the news, so I might as well. And I said, "Senator, your brother, the president, has been shot." As nearly as I can recall, with great calm and composure, you could tell his entire body tensed with a jolt, as though he had been hit with a club. And if I recall correctly, Senator Kennedy said, "No." And he immediately gathered up his correspondence, which he works at while he is presiding long hours over the Senate.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is dead. The President is dead. Let us pray. Gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead of an assassin's bullet in Dallas, Texas. Shot by an assassin while his motorcade was moving along the streets on the outskirts of Dallas, while a quarter of a million people lined the streets to cheer his appearance there. It has been confirmed that the president is dead. Also cut down by the assassin's bullet, Texas Governor John Connally. His fate is not known. At last word, he was still alive. And an aide of his talked with the Texas governor on the phone in the emergency room. He said he'd been shot through the back. Word reaches us that apparently it was done by an assassin armed with a high-powered rifle. A man and a woman were seen running away from a walkway near an underpass through which the president's motorcade was about to pass. The president lingered after the bullets entered his body. Mrs. Kennedy quickly went to his aid, helped him as he slumped down on the back seat of his bubble-top limousine. Mrs. Connally, also in that first car, helped her husband, the Texas governor. Vice President Johnson, also wounded by a bullet. The president, cradled in his wife's arms, rushed to his blood-spattered limousine by the Secret Service to Parkland Hospital, taken immediately into an emergency room. A call went out for neurosurgeons and for blood. Transfusions were given. The doctors did what they could. Priests were called. The last rites of the Catholic Church were given to President Kennedy. And then we had word that as the priests came out of the emergency room, they said, "The President of the United States is dead." Immediately after that, the word flashed on United Press International, and the Associated Press came up with the same story. The president is dead.
Washington sources confirmed that the president had passed away. Information that he lived not very long after the bullets from a high-powered rifle entered his body while his limousine went through downtown Dallas. Immediately, the president of the United States now becomes the former vice president, Lyndon Johnson. For a report on that in just a few moments, the president was shot at 12:25 Central Standard Time, and 35 minutes later, according to the official pronouncement at the hospital, at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, just 42 minutes ago. Let me repeat, the president of the United States is dead, shot by an assassin's bullet while going through the streets of Dallas, Texas. A report from Congress, ABC's correspondent on Capitol Hill, here is John Watson in Washington.
I've just come from the office of the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Mansfield, who got the official word from the White House at about 15 minutes ago. Senator Mansfield is now alone in the office with Senator Dirksen, the Republican leader. They have been quietly sitting, talking very little, and simply waiting. In a few minutes, they are going to make a statement on the president's death. But this has, of course, been to them perhaps as a greater loss than to most. Senator Mansfield and Senator Dirksen had been with other members of the Senate, waiting anxiously by radio and TV since the word first came that the president was shot. There had been very little official information up here until about 15 minutes ago, when the White House called and informed the majority leader that the president was dead. The Senate was recessed briefly when the first word of the president's that the president was shot came, and then, as the news did not develop, nothing very definite developed, the Senate went back into session briefly. Senator Mansfield asked the chaplain of the Senate for a prayer to be followed by adjournment as the Senate waited for news on the president's condition. Senator Mansfield at that time said, in view of the tragic situation that confronts the nation and the free world, and the extreme danger that confronts the president, who at that time was not known to be dead, in view of that, he asked the chaplain for a prayer. The chaplain, Dr. Harris, the chaplain of the Senate, then, as all the members of the Senate stood silently, said, "This sudden and unbelievable news has stunned our hearts. The president of the republic has gone down like a green cedar with a shout against the hills and leaves an empty place against the sky." And the chaplain of the Senate said, this was an hour ago, "Let us pray that his life be spared." The chaplain then said, "God lives. The government in Washington still stands." We now have a report that is unconfirmed. I repeat, this is an unconfirmed report that Vice President Lyndon Johnson has suffered a heart attack. Vice President Johnson, who was with the president and was reportedly shot in the arm only, we have this unconfirmed report from Dallas that Vice President Lyndon Johnson has suffered a heart attack. John Rolfson, ABC, at the Senate.
Vice President Lyndon Johnson would be naturally the successor to President Kennedy, assassinated today by a high-powered rifle bullet on the streets of Dallas, Texas. The first word of the president's death came from two priests as they left the hospital emergency ward where the president had been taken for emergency surgery. When they said, "The president is dead," sobs came from the crowds, newsmen and other people, hospital attendants who were standing outside of the emergency room. Then immediately confirmation came up from Washington that the president was dead. He died at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, just 35 minutes after he'd been shot in the back by an assassin as his motorcade went through Dallas.
We're now going back to the newsroom from a report from Washington.
As we reported a short while ago, we deeply regret to announce the death of President Kennedy by assassination. He was shot at and wounded in the head during a motorcade in Dallas, Texas today. He died a short time later in hospital. Reporters spoke of three bursts of gunfire. Governor John Connally was also in the car, and he too was shot. We now go over live to Leonard Parkin in Washington.
Hello, London. Well, the president's open car was driving through the biggest crowds of this Texas tour, and the Dallas police there had mounted the strictest security precautions the state of Texas had ever known, because they expected repetitions of the demonstrations which had occurred when Adlai Stevenson was in Texas in October. No one seems to know where the shot came from or who shot the president and with what motive, but I did hear that a young man had been taken into custody, but who's strongly protesting his innocence. The president was taken to hospital, and he died about an hour after the shooting. The last rites were given by two Catholic priests after blood transfusions in a frantic effort to save his life. Washington here is shocked. Congress immediately adjourned. The stock exchange closed immediately in New York. The vice president, Lyndon B. Johnson, about whom it was feared that he was wounded at one time, emerged from President Kennedy's room, grim-faced and silent, and was driven away to assume his constitutional responsibility now of taking over the presidency. And I've just had a message from Dallas that the police have ordered an unprecedented dragnet through the city. They believe the fatal shots were fired by a white man of about 30 who's described as slender of build and standing about 5 feet 10 inches tall. The murder weapon was apparently a 30-30 rifle. This is all the news we have in Washington, and I return you now to London.
We'll give more details as soon as we receive them.
It's a logical assumption that hatred, far left, far right, political, religious, economic, or paranoid, moved the person or persons who today committed this combined act of murder and national sabotage. There is in this country, and there has been for too long, an ominous and sickening popularity of hatred. The body of the president lying at this moment in Washington is the thundering testimonial of what hatred comes to and the revolting excesses it perpetrates. Hatred is self-generating, contagious. It feeds upon itself and explodes into violence. It is no inexplicable phenomenon that there are pockets of hatred in our country, areas and communities where the disease is permitted or encouraged or given status by those who can and do influence others. You and I have heard in recent months someone say, "Those Kennedys ought to be shot." A well-known national magazine recently carried an article saying Chief Justice Warren should be hanged. In its own defense, it said it was only joking. But the left has been equally bad. Tonight, it might be the hope and the resolve of all of us that we've heard the last of this kind of talk, jocular or serious, for the result is tragically the same.
That concludes this broadcast of Echoes of a Century. This program was an independent production by Doll Shoe Radio Creations, copyright 2005. Produced in the studios of WLSU La Crosse, an affiliate of Wisconsin Public Radio on the La Crosse campus of the University of Wisconsin. I'm King David McKenzie. Thanks for listening. Fear and God do not inhabit the same space.